listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from the Psalms, the great Psalm, Psalm 119. Let's take a look at verse 9 together and talk about this idea of setting the right track. Here it is, Psalm 119, verse 9, which reads like this. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. We may think that this is a modern question, but some 3,000 years ago, the psalmist asked, how can a young man cleanse his way? If it was a difficult question in ancient times, it's also a difficult question in our modern day. The young man has his own particular challenges in living a pure life. Now, this is a question that some, even some who are numbered among the people of God, never seem to ask for themselves. Sadly, some people never have a life concern for moral purity. They echo the prayer of Augustine before his conversion. It is said that he prayed something like this, Lord, make me chaste and pure, but not yet. You know, the world tells us, have your good time when you're young, get it all out of your system. When you're older and boring, then you can settle down and be religious and proper. Yet God knows the value and the wisdom of living life for God at the earliest time possible. The younger in life, the better. God always has a claim on the first and the best of everything, and that includes the life of a young man or a young woman. Yet even when someone has the desire for moral purity, there are many things that make it difficult for a young man to cleanse his way. There's the youthful energy and a sense of carelessness that is common among young people. There's the lack of life wisdom. There's the desire for and the gaining of independence. It may be true that in a young person, physical and sexual maturity may run ahead of their spiritual and moral maturity. Young people often start earning money and enjoy the freedom that it brings. That there may be young women who may, knowingly or unknowingly, encourage moral impurity. Then there's the spirit of the age that both expects and promotes moral uncleanness for young men. And then, of course, there's always the desire to be accepted by peers who face the same challenges. Now, let's make it clear. It's not only the young man who has these challenges. Older men and women of every age have their own challenges to pure living. Yet these are often more severely felt in the life of the young man. God speaks to us about these things because he wants to spare the young man and the older man the bondage of sin. You see, this reflects upon the power of experience to shape our habits. If you surrender to any temptation, you transfer it from the realm of mental contemplation to life experience. And then that temptation instantly becomes much more difficult to resist in the future. Each successive experience of surrender to temptation builds a habit. It's reinforced not only spiritually, it's also reinforced by brain chemistry. Such ingrained habits are more and more difficult to break the more they are experienced. And it's almost impossible to break such habits without replacing them with another habit. Significantly, these words in Psalm 119, where it says, his way, come from the Hebrew word connected for the idea of a track or a rut in a road. You see, youth sets the tracks for the rest of the life. Many older men wish they had cared about such things in their youth. Yet, young or old, the rest of the verse gives us the key for actually cleansing our way. It's walking in the Word of God and the way of God. We can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.